And as a matter of fact, when you look at some of the transnational research, and this is a guy, Joseph Hibbel in the NIH, that did this study, you find that around the world, cultures that eat more fish have less depression and sort of marches out. And so that was sort of his conclusion. But he was really troubled by one thing. And Johan Oxelson is a really prestigious, upstanding researcher, and there was a piece of his data that wasn't making sense. And that was that there was one town that was the main town that they were studying in Iceland that's an inland town. And in this town called Egilstadir, which I'm probably pronouncing totally wrong because it's got all those little umflats and things on it, people don't eat so much fish. What their favorite meal there is mutton. And they, for every fish meal, they're probably having four mutton meals. And he said, this is really strange. They're eating a lot of mutton there, and yet their blood levels of omega-3 fats are the same as the folks on the coast who are eating all the fish. So he thought, well, maybe they're feeding fish to their sheep. You know, has anybody heard of a fish-eating sheep? No, unlikely. But he went there, and he, in springtime, he slaughtered one of the little newborn lambs and tested the blood levels of that little lamb. And sure enough, he found that the lambs had as much omega-3 fats in their blood as the fish. And where were they getting it? What they're eating. Yeah, I think you're going to just save us many dollars in all this nutrition research. We're going to just go to you.